Colleen.
Hi, Colleen.
Well, Claudia has asked me to speak briefly on how not to do a sobriety contract. So the things I learned in writing my first sobriety contract were that I had way too many red lights. I wish I had brought it with me. I did not. We all could have gotten a good laugh out of it, I'm sure. I'm guessing there was upwards of 20 red lights on my first sobriety contract. And that was just way too many for me, overwhelming. I was anxious just trying to keep all of them straight and to determine whether or not I was actually sober. It was way too ambitious for me as well. I had the basic codependent crazies, as it's described in the sobriety and COSA literature, which for me were checking behaviors, checking email, checking other various accounts of my husband's, and searching his car. So those for me were the codependent crazies. But then I had everything from that all the way up to comparing myself to others, which for me, I'm not ready to even add it to my red lights now. That is extremely ambitious for me. And so I did eventually have to take that off of my red lights, but I was still upwards of 20 at that time. So I was setting myself up for failure because there's no way I could maintain that level of sobriety. And the other effect of this was that I was focusing all my attention on my red lights and making sure that I didn't violate any of my bottom line behaviors, and I wasn't focusing on the green lights and adopting the healthy behaviors. So I was trying to abstain from anything that I consider to be unhealthy, that being my definition of sober at the time, and instead of focusing on adopting healthy behaviors, which I've learned naturally make it easier for me to stay sober. And the other big factor for me was that I didn't have a sponsor at the time that I did my first sobriety contract, and that would have helped me cull down my list of red light behaviors if I had. Once I did get a sponsor, she helped me put it all in perspective and encouraged me to focus on much fewer red light behaviors. And those things that really were necessary to my sobriety at that point in time, and gave me room to succeed and to get some sobriety under my belt and have the confidence then to move on and branch out once I felt that I was comfortable in those initial areas with those codependent crazies, as I mentioned. And I think that's all I have, Claudia.
Okay, thanks, Colleen. Rochelle and Wendy, are you able to hear us all right?
Yes, we are. And just FYI, Anna has joined us, so there's three of us now.
Excellent. Who, Anna?
Yes.
Oh, great. Thanks, Anna. Okay, first, I'll start off with the homework and a request. The homework will be for everybody to start writing a sobriety contract. If you have like a rough draft for next week, that would be awesome. We'll probably just spend a couple weeks on the sobriety contract. The other thing is, Rochelle or Wendy, would you be okay with giving me a call maybe tomorrow and letting me know how it went for the after meeting?
Yes.
Do you guys have my number?
Claudia, I do not. Handy.
Okay.
I don't have a number.
Can you take it?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 480-385-8454.
All right, thank you.
Sure. Okay, we are flying by the seat of our pants tonight. Connie was going to do the presentation tonight, and she was held up at work. But we will talk a little bit about what's a bottom line, an inner circle, a middle circle, and an outer circle. And if you've read the Sobriety in COSA booklet, it'll be a little clearer after we have a little discussion on it. I use the term bottom line and inner circle behavior as synonymous. If I engage in an inner circle or red light behavior, that's a bottom line behavior for me. I want to also tell you right at the start that different people look differently at the sobriety contracts. I have a friend of mine who says, I have been sober from my inner circle red light behaviors for 3 years. I can tell you that I've probably been sober from my red light behaviors for about 3 weeks. And I think that's a really good run. If I get comfortable with my red light behaviors in that I'm not doing them on a regular basis or even a semi-regular basis, it's time for me to do another sobriety contract. Sometimes me and my higher power just manage to whip those red light behaviors. And so I up the standards a little bit. My first sobriety contract in my red lights may have mentioned murder, mayhem, and rape. Now we're doing impatience, judgmentalness, and trying to control. So with every sobriety contract, my character defects and my actions become a little more palatable to me, but I keep going. I keep going. Let's start with, and if there's any questions, please hold on. Please let me know, and we'll answer them when they come up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Red light, it's for me, it's not a really clear definition of a red light. I don't think it's helpful what they say a red light is. For me, a red light is a behavior that causes me pain to a greater or lesser extent. So I start my sobriety contracts with my red lights. And I write down the things I do that make me miserable. Sometimes I might write 3 things. Sometimes, like Colleen, I might write 30 things. But I try to, once I get a list of everything that really causes me a lot of pain, I go through it and try to look at the 4 or 5 or 6 things that I most want to work on, that I most want to stay sober from. Different people can define a red light in different ways, but I really like the idea of looking at the things that I do that cause me the most pain. For my yellow lights, I try to match up my yellow light behaviors with my red light behaviors. In that, when I did my first sobriety contract, one of my red lights was lying. If I was going out to buy bologna, I might very well tell you I was going to the opera. And I had to try to think about what caused me to lie. That is, what was I doing or thinking or feeling right before I lied? And I discovered that for me, people-pleasing, 99 times out of 100, was what caused me to lie, to stretch the truth, to do something like that. I wanted you to think better of me than I thought of me. So I wouldn't tell you the whole truth, or I would just do a blatant lie. So my yellow lights, I try to match up with my red lights. I did a new sobriety contract very recently, and I have it here with me. And I have what I call some free-floating yellow lights. They're not definitely attached to that red light behavior that I want to avoid, but they're still slippery slope behaviors. They cause me trouble. They don't cause me a huge amount of pain like my red light behaviors, but they're still dangerous, and they could go either way. When I hit a yellow light, I could slip into red light behaviors and get myself into trouble, or I could pay attention to what I'm doing and start doing some healthy behaviors. And that brings us to the green light behaviors. I think I really like the definition that the booklet gives for green light behaviors, and that this is where we list those behaviors we see as necessary for us to achieve, maintain, and develop safety, sanity, and serenity in our lives. And I'm going to give you a lot of definitions or a lot of examples for green lights when I tell you a little bit more about my current sobriety contract. I don't think you can have too many green light behaviors. It's always nice to have, in any given situation or at any given time, 5 or 6 or 7 green lights that you could do right then. When the grocery stores are closed and when you're in your room or whatever, you should have some green light behaviors that you can always turn to no matter what the situation is. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this sobriety contract, which is not really polished up, but it's working for me right now. My first red light behavior is something that has just become a problem in the last year, and it's emotional eating. I can binge eat, and it makes me miserable. It makes me feel bad about my weight. It makes me turn to self-loathing. There's a whole bunch of feelings and repercussions tied to that one red light behavior. My yellow light for that is when I stuff feelings. I just found that when I stuff feelings, when I'm trying to avoid difficult feelings rather than just feel them, I start heading for the refrigerator. That's just what I do. You might do it differently. Another of my red lights is trying to control my husband's eating or his recovery. And I've got 2 yellow lights for that trying to control. The first one is projecting or awfulizing. That's what I do. I go into, oh, my God, he's going to eat himself into a coma. He's going to die. Or, oh, he's going to stop going to meetings. He's going to act out. We're going to get divorced. Oh, my God, I'm going to be alone. And I get there, so I try to control out of fear. The other one is simply not focusing on me. That's a yellow light for me. And when I'm not focusing on me, I find a likely suspect to focus on and bother and control. My third red light is contacting my son. And I'm estranged from my son. He's asked me not to contact him. And when I do, it makes me miserable. My fourth is checking that son's Facebook account. So the yellow lights that are tied into that contact is obsession. Obsession about him. Obsession has kicked off a lot of my red lights in the past. The fifth and sixth red lights are kind of tied in together. They're similar anyway. And it shows something that I learned about red lights. The first one is being in fear, but not just being in fear. I have to be in fear for more than 24 hours without talking to somebody. So every time I go into fear, if that was a red light, I'd never stay sober more than a day, right? But if I'm in fear for more than 24 hours without talking to somebody, I've lost my sobriety for that point. And number 6, the red light, is holding a resentment for more than 24 hours without talking to someone. 5 and 6, that being in fear and holding a resentment, come from keeping secrets about my feelings. And this I haven't worked out yet. There's another yellow light that goes with that, but I don't know what it is. And the good news is that your sobriety contract is fluid, and it's never going to be finished. seems like as soon as I get a sobriety contract that works for me, it stops working for me because I grow, and that's the good news. I've got some what I called free-floating yellow lights. These are behaviors that indicate that I might want to take better care of myself. They're slippery slope kind of things. If I don't exercise for a week, if self-pity or jealous feelings come up a lot, if I'm people-pleasing, that's still a problem for me. If I'm holding things back for questionable motives, if I'm not sharing what's going on, if I'm not telling the whole truth when I need to, getting too busy to feel is a big yellow light for me. I've got a ton of green lights. Do we have any questions so far?
We're good.
Okay, thanks. I'm just going to read my green lights, and so I'm going to go through them pretty quick. Sharing where I am by talking or writing. Staying in today. Checking in with someone else. Writing the steps on a situation. Meetings. Playing with the dogs. Taking time out to talk to my husband, taking a nap, calling a sponsor, service work unless I'm buried, gym or hiking, with Don or Michelle, two particular green lights of mine, taking a hike, taking a walk, walking a dog, going to the gym or otherwise exercising, eating healthy, therapy, simplifying, talking to a sponsee, step work, meditation, prayer, emailing a friend, drawing, housework, moderately, the after the meeting meeting, cleaning out my purse, taking a nap. Reading a book, buying shoes I don't need, and treating myself to some new clothes I can afford. Those are my green lights today. And I, like I said, I like to have a ton of them. Any questions on what I've said so far?
No, I think we're good.
Okay, so how do you start? Start with your red lights. And you can write as many as you want, like I said, but then try to cull it down, 4 or 5 or 6, something that's manageable. Take each red light and start thinking about what am I doing before I rape, pillage, whatever it is. What trips me up? If you're stuck, leave it blank and come back to it. And then for your green lights, write about whatever is healthy for you, whatever helps you, whatever makes you feel good, whatever sustains your recovery, whatever helps your relationships, things that are good in your life, behaviors that you can do, actions that you can take. Anybody got anything?